From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is calling two key Senate Democrats to the White House today. He'll be talking health care with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus. The meeting comes a day after Reid said a vote on Mr. Obama's plan will have to wait until the fall. The president says that's okay, and speaking in a Cleveland suburb, Mr. Obama said he just wants the plan to keep moving forward.
My attitude is I want to get it right. But I also want to get it done promptly.
The president had been pressing for the House and Senate to pass separate legislation before leaving on their August recess. The Obama administration is creating a multi-billion-dollar fund to jumpstart school improvement efforts that have stalled as states continue to cut their education budgets. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Calling it the largest ever federal investment in school reform, the Obama administration will, over the next 10 to 12 months, award about $4.4 billion in competitive grants. The Department of Education, which will begin releasing these so-called Race to the Top funds in early 2010, specifically wants to promote the quality of classroom teachers and principals, tie student improvement to teacher pay, improve state standards and tests, make it easier to open more charter schools, create data collection systems that track students' progress, and, if necessary, shut down the nation's worst public schools. States are already lining up to apply for the money, even if it means more federal oversight of their state and local education policies. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
New Jersey Governor John Corzine says New Jersey's corruption problem is outrageous and cannot be tolerated. Three New Jersey mayors, two state legislators, and five rabbis were arrested yesterday in a massive corruption and money laundering investigation. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
More than 300 federal and local law enforcement officials left the FBI headquarters in Newark yesterday to arrest a virtual who's who of East New Jersey politics. The mayors of Hoboken, Secaucus, and Ridgefield were implicated in the two-pronged investigation. 44 people from both New York and New Jersey were charged in the case. It all began with a 10-year-old money laundering investigation. Prosecutors say five rabbis at synagogues in New Jersey and Brooklyn were part of a scheme to funnel tens of millions of dollars through their charities for a fee. A cooperating witness in that case then began working with the FBI in a related corruption investigation. He pretended to be a developer. He offered bribes to New Jersey officials, and they allegedly promised to grease the skids for his building projects. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Oil prices are holding above $67 a barrel in overseas trading by midday in Europe. Benchmark crude for September delivery was up 11 cents to $67.27 a barrel. This is NPR. Global stock markets are rising again today. Markets in Asia gained ground, and European shares are up. Later this hour, Wall Street opens after having ended yesterday above 9,000 for the first time since January. The gain was driven by positive corporate earnings reports, as NPR's John Itzde reports.
eBay, Ford, and AT&T all posted better earnings results than analysts had expected. That, plus an increase in home sales, helped boost the major stock indexes higher. It was the 12th session in a row that the Nasdaq has gained ground, its longest positive streak since 1992. Ford shares jumped as the carmaker pared expenses and added market share. AT&T earnings were swelled by the rapid sale of Apple's iPhones. A string of positive earnings reports have helped power the S&P 500 index up 11% since July 10th. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Investors will be watching Capitol Hill today, where Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be going before a House panel. Their appearance could result in a public airing of their dispute over who should become the nation's top consumer watchdog. Geithner wants to strip the Fed of its consumer protection duties and give them to a newly created federal agency. An increase in the minimum wage takes effect today. The increase to $7.25 means 70 cents more an hour for the lowest paid workers in the 30 states that have lower minimums or no minimum wage. Some economists fear it will prolong the recession. Advocates, though, say the hike will keep more working poor afloat and stimulate consumer spending. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.